probably set that up there, pointing towards us.
That's a good idea. All right. Yeah, cool. So where are we going?
Well, you're the one with the map.
Oh, well, we're going down 94 right now.
We're going down 94.
Interstate 94.
We're headed to Battle Creek to go to pick up water balloon washouts.
Yeah, dude.
It's pretty exciting.
It is super exciting.
Well, it's exciting and terrifying at the same time because, you know, of course, I have seen no copies of this game yet, so...
Yeah, it's exciting for me. It's terrifying for you.
Yeah. I know that they charged my credit card this morning, so...
Hey, well, no turning back.
Well, you can still dispute that, I think, on the same day.
Oh, okay. Good thing we're getting it today, then.
What did you say?
Good thing we're getting it today.
Yeah. So, I'm really hoping that won't be necessary, though. I hope everything looks great. I believe it will, but you just never know. They sent my three copies out for testing this morning, which go to get tested to prove that it's okay for 8-year-old plus. Oh. We know it is because... Yeah. Because it's a card game with specific components that are all approved for 8-year-old plus.
Okay.
But you have to pay your fee so that they can give you the rubber stamp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, or the certificate.
How much was that fee?
$167.
$167 to get approved for 8 plus.
Yep.
Okay.
So, and
that's probably worth it.
I think it was worthwhile. Yeah. It would have been more worthwhile to have that for the Kickstarter, but being that it was my first time, I just didn't know that that was okay.
Right.
So I put 12 plus to be safe.
Yeah.
If I did another Kickstarter for a game like of this level, I guess, you know, with this like complexity level to where I think kids 8 plus could do it, I would just go ahead and put that on there, knowing that I would get approved later.
Yeah. And it's because it's small parts, choking hazard, that kind of stuff, right? That's a concern.
And because it's cards, rules, and a box, that's not concerning for 8 plus. I mean,
sure.
You look at so many card games, Uno and stuff like that, are all rated 8 plus or even younger. So
oh, okay.
Those might even be like 5 plus. Or those might just have the standard 0 to 3 ranking that says you can't, no, nothing for 0 to 3.
Sure.
Like,
okay. Yeah, that's something that we talked about before. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but that's why GameCrafter only allows you to do stuff that's 12 plus.
Right.
Yeah, because they don't want to mess with that.
Right. Which is understandable because
oh, yeah.
It seems like a pain in the butt based on the people I dealt with at the printer. So
yeah. We're going to want to get off the next exit, go, I don't know if it's going to be north or east, but it's on 37,
okay.
Skyline Drive. So, yeah. So, this is exciting. Water balloon washout.
Yeah. And I just actually shared with Rob yesterday, which I'll plan on sharing on the show next time we record. I was able to finally put together the full cost breakdown of what everything costs. So, I certainly can share a good portion of that with you guys because it's all just quotes from the printer, and I'm pretty confident I can share that. Probably should check the contract on that, but I don't know why I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
So I'm planning to do that to give you guys kind of a good breakdown of what it would cost per copy and all that. And I want to wait to do that until I have the real good thing.
Yeah.
So we're going, and we're pretty excited. Just hoping that everything looks great. I'd certainly plan on opening a couple boxes there if I can.
Yeah.
Just to take a look at it.
Yeah.
And make sure that everything looks up on the up and up, which is a good reason to have Rob here with me. So,
yeah.
To be a second set of eyes.
Yeah. And we'll make sure we record that, the unboxing, live unboxing.
Yep.
Audio.
So, it should be exciting. And then by now, you've likely already seen pictures of it online. So,
by the time this posts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So,
I don't want the recorder to slide away.
So the recorder is sitting on my dashboard.
As you take this exit ramp at like 20 miles faster than you should.
What speed limit should I take it at?
Like 25.
Good news, I'm going 35, so that's only 10 miles
an hour. 10 miles over.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
Okay, so which way we're supposed to go here?
We're going to go to the right.
Okay.
Yep. So, exciting driving sounds.
Yes, so yeah. Alright, probably we'll check back in with you then as we do the next steps.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Alright, cool. All right, well, we're at the place, and we're waiting for the guy to come to open the door and bring the boxes out. I'm just going to tuck this in my jacket pocket, so it's hopefully a little inconspicuous. I don't know what kind of quality the sound will be, so we'll just see what happens here. But in we go. Good?
Cool.
All right, well, let's cut one of these bad boys open.
Yeah, I'm going to cut one of them open. That's
cool. Box looks good. Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it does. You like what you see?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking at yours mainly.
You had a box there, too.
Yeah, you got into yours faster than mine.
The backs. I was very concerned about the backs because they were, like, half, like, partially common and then partially intermixed with, like, others. So I was just curious.
Whether
you get nervous like when you're sending those files over, like, I really hope on the proof it looked good, so like I really hope we did this right. I was curious how that one card turned out.
It looks great.
Looks great.
Good, perfect.
This is the one we had to do the reprint for. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah.
Fantastic.
This is great, man. Cool. Thank you for indulging us and let us take a look here. We've been waiting a while to see it, obviously.
You know,
going
what?
Back and forth. So
most of the time I bring out a sample. Sorry, I didn't do it on the
side. I don't mind at all. Huh? Totally cool. Awesome. Now you can sign that for you guys? Cool. And did you guys charge my card down this morning?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
First box looks really good. I'm really happy with it. You?
Yeah, I think it looks fantastic.
Box is bulkier than I thought, which is cool, but mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little thicker than I expected. I'm kind of glad about that.
It's a stout box, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good size. I don't know how well the audio of all that recorded, but we'll see.
So, the stuff looks good, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
This
is still recording.
Building game logo looks sweet on the back. I had a panic attack a couple days ago. Not actually a panic attack, but I was like, did I tell Rob to do that? I swear I put that on there, but I can't remember. And I didn't even want to ask you. I'm like, yeah. I'm just going to wait till I see the games. Because it's my fault if it's not on there. But you would put that on Rumplebum, and I really like the way it looked.
Yeah.
Because we have a sweet logo, mm-hmm. so.
You know what? Now that I'm looking at this up close here, I can, because I know what I'm looking for, I can tell what was vector and what was not vector. So that's actually an excellent education for me. I mean, I still think it looks fine.
Uh-huh.
I'm just, if I really closely examine the edges of things,
you can tell what was vector and what wasn't.
Right, right. And that's good to know. I'm glad that I can see that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Just from a design point of view. But yeah, no, I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were two things I was looking for. One was that the Ricochet card was right, and it was.
Yeah.
Two was that the rules, there was one spelling error on the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And if that was fixed, it was, I checked.
It was, okay.
That's why I looked at the rules.
Yeah.
Because if that was fixed, that means they took our newest rules one. Because you added the kids, we had missed a few kids, but when I say we, it was me. I hadn't given Rob a few of the kids' names when he did the first layout that we sent, and that was my fault. And then there was one spelling error, And you changed those. Well, it was in from of the kid instead of in front of the kid.
Oh, right, 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 right.
So I remembered that so that I could look for that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah, well, hey, so far, so good. Success.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess when you get home, you got to go through and count the cards, you know.
Right.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, when I get home, I want to go through and do the math to make sure the number of cards worked out correctly.
Yeah.
But they have 16 kids' cards, and from what I could see, the backs all looked correct.
Yeah.
So that's promising. Because that was something I was really concerned about. Just was with them possibly missing, like, by one back, having things be wrong, and suddenly that literally would mess up the entire game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the kids weren't all together, so it wasn't even like, oh, you flip it over and it's the wrong wet kid. It would have been, oh, you flip it over and it's a Ricochet card instead of a kid card.
Yeah.
On the back. And that would have been a huge problem.
Right.
So, cards are a little wider than I expected them to be.
They do feel a little bit bigger than standard poker size. I don't think they are, but for some reason, I think it's because of the thickness of the deck.
That could be.
You know, in comparison to the size of the card. I think that's just all it is, because we're not used to holding a deck this thick.
Right.
Because I remember feeling that way in the past with big games. Gosh, these cards feel so big. There's just so many of them.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, man, Brendan's art looks so good, too.
It does. It does.
Looks so good.
Super happy with how it looks. And we made it out of there in record time. It's we're supposed to be there at 3. It's not even 3 yet, and we're out. Their loading mechanism, I think, was the best thing that company was able to do.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive. The guy came out with a flat,
forklift.
Forklift with, like, a...
pallet.
Pallet on top, yeah, and just drove right out, popped it in, and we were done. That was pretty awesome how quick that went. Yeah. So...
And the red is the kind of tomato red that I hoped for.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's good. Green is kind of a yellow green. A little yellower than I remember it being, but...
And it works, though. It's differentiated enough from the...
Yeah, yeah, it's not bad. I might just be remembering a different picture in my head, you know?
Right. Sorry, this snuck up on me a little bit here. This may not even be the correct way to go, but it said 294, so...
Yeah, we're right. We'll make it. Big towel, big splash. Mega splash.
And the nice thing is you don't have to proof the cards because the cards were one file, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we proofed the heck out of those ahead of time.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. So all the people out there in the internet world, you've probably already seen the pictures.
Right.
And you should be getting your copy soon, I imagine.
That's the hope, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to start shipping them early next week is the plan.
Great.
So I'm going to use this weekend to do some sorting, and then we've got some physical deliveries that I can do, which is great.
Yeah.
There's like 40 copies that I can deliver without having to mail.
That's handy.
Pretty exciting.
That's handy. All right, cool. Well, that's probably enough recording here.
Yeah.
So thanks, everybody, for listening. If you don't hear this, it's because it sounded like crap. Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios.
All the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are the property of the Building the Game podcast.